This is the NetGroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from NetGroup Investments Multi-Manager. Welcome to this week's Market and Economic Wrap entitled Markets Ignore Trump and Musk Feud Whilst the Rand Continues to Rally. As always, the past few weeks have been full of dramas and change on several fronts. The European Central Bank trimmed interest rates by 25 basis points last week and lowered its inflation expectations on the back of a stronger euro and lower energy costs. Over the past week, US President Donald Trump stepped up pressure on Fed Chair Jay Powell, calling for a full 1 percentage point interest rate cut after new data showed a weakening US job market, with 139,000 jobs being created in May versus 147,000 in April. US and China officials met in London yesterday to defuse the trade war between the world's two largest economies. A key issue discussed was China's restrictions on exporting rare earth materials, which are a key to US industries, including auto manufacturing. Elon Musk and Donald Trump's feud continued over Trump's economic bill and clean energy incentives, with Musk calling the bill an abomination and Trump accusing Musk of betrayal. The clash turned personal and political, involving threats to government contracts, accusations that Trump has ties to Jeffrey Epstein, and Musk predicting a recession and supporting Trump's impeachment. We suspect that this showdown will slowly die down as their egos each take a back seat at some stage. In domestic markets, the JSE All-Share Index broke through 96,000 for the first time, buoyed by a strong gain in basic materials, whilst financial stocks were down by 1% and gave up some of last week's gains. Basic materials were supported by firmer commodity prices, with platinum reaching a four-year high. Global markets were generally firmer the past week, except for the Japanese Nikkei bucking the trend with a drop of just over 1%. In the US, the S&P 500 gained 0.5%, the Dow Jones and Nasdaq almost 1%. In Europe, the German DAX led the gains by 1.4% after Donald Trump met with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, which boosted hopes of a bilateral trade deal between the two countries. In the bond market, the yield on the SA 10-year benchmark briefly dipped below 10% on Wednesday after a parliamentary committee passed the 2025 budget. The yield is currently trading at around about 10.08% today, having fallen around 15 basis points from last week. In commodity markets, Brent crude oil edged higher to trade at $66 a barrel, as worries about the Russia-Ukrainian war intensified concerns about Russian supply of energy. In precious metals, gold held broadly steady at around $3,360, and platinum firmed to its highest level since May 2021. The South African rand is trading at 17 rand 72 to the dollar, after US private jobs data pointed to a sharp fall in jobs growth in May. Domestically, quarter one economic growth data was slightly better than the market expected, although it continues to reflect a lackluster and weak economy. GDP growth grew by a meager 0.1% in the first quarter of this year. Despite this, we still expect the economy to gain some upward traction in the three quarters left of this year. The boost will come from consumer demand, which should accelerate as inflation remains low and interest rates decline further, increasing the consumer's real income. The upside to the economy will be capped by slower government spending due to government constraints as set out in the new budget and sluggish fixed investment in the economy. In other news, the US continued its trade battle with the rest of the world. President Trump doubled tariffs on steel and aluminium imports to 50%. In response, their neighbor Canada, the dominant supplier of both metals to the US, threatened to retaliate. Finally, we wish the South African Proteas cricket team good luck as they tackle Australia at Lord's Cricket Ground in London tomorrow in the final of the ICC World Test Championships. Till next time, with thanks, Trevor.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.